Now let's really do that for Jesus. Come on, young people, help me love Him. My, 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 my. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, I just need a couple young people to help me right here. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Somebody help me bless them. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be in my mouth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. I feel a hallelujah in my spirit. Amen, I love that song. Thank you, praise team. Everybody that makes this happen. And of course, our great leadership. And of course, Pastor Bishop. Pastor y'all, Bishop, go there to many of us. And East Coast Conference. All the tremendous things that are above and beyond. And really, sometimes you may think that preachers just say that. But the older you get, the more you realize how much work it is to do anything. And so to everyone that has had a part, whether it be small or big, amen. As Brother Urshan preached, how many wants to be a bee? Hallelujah. Amen. Let's be a bee. And so thank you to everyone that has done a part. And I want to thank all these young people for being here tonight. Amen. Looking forward to great, great things. Grab your Bibles. Amen. I do quickly want to get into the Word of the Lord. I am going to do something that I typically do not do, but the devil has made me mad enough and has troubled me enough this week in preparation for this service. In fact, I came, got on the airplane, very secure in what the Holy Ghost had placed on my heart, and little did I know what I was in for this week, giving no glory to the enemy, but understanding that because of what we feel, we understand our importance in the kingdom, and the vitality of every young man and young woman in this house, amen, is such a precious and powerful thing. And I want to put a dent in hell tonight. Anybody going to help me? I said, I want to put a dent. Acts 19, verse 13. And so I'm just going to follow what the Holy Ghost has done in me the last couple days. I really feel a direct, specific word to every young person, but I am going to focus in on some, and you will understand in a couple of moments if that someone is you, and I pray that it is, and I pray that it is me. Amen. That we would leave this house changed. Acts 19, verse 13. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcist, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and she the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know. Yeah, I know that guy. Paul, I know. But who in the world are you? I want you to understand the insulting nature of this demonic spirit. See, the devil is not too worried about its revelation of Jesus. James 2:19, thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. I mean, the devils tremble. Some people don't. Devils tremble. They have a revelation. They know who he is. That's not their battle. They already know their what. Their battle is keeping us, the people of the name, from having a name. Jesus I know. Paul I know. But, bro, I don't even know you. And the man in whom the evil spirit was, this is what happens when you're nameless in the spirit world. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped upon them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Was that house the house of God? This was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Everybody say the name. Many that believed came and confessed and shewed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts, witchcraft, brought their books together and burned them before all men. They counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. Here it is. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. I want to preach tonight, and I'm going to follow. I don't know how much of a message sermon that I'm going to present to you tonight, but in a few moments you're going to understand where I'm coming from. And if you allow me, I would title this tonight, Does Hell Even Know Your Name? Does hell even know your name? Put your Bibles down. Help me pray. Lord, your word is anointed. Oh, my help, I feel you. Somebody needs to go ahead and walk deep in the Holy Ghost right now. Whoo! Come on, young people. You know how to do this. This isn't kids' church. This isn't children's church. I'm preaching to an, oh my God, I feel it already. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus. I need somebody to lift your voice. Lift your voice. Come on, walk in the Holy Ghost. Oh Lord. Come on, somebody, just for a little bit. I want you to begin the war. In the name of Jesus. Come on, pray. My. The name of Jesus. If I said in the name of Jesus, God bless you. You may be seated. I hopped on an airplane Tuesday morning. Just a happy little preacher going to the East Coast Conference. Excited. Full of faith and anticipation of what God was going to do in this house. In fact, to be honest, I said, Lord, after last year, I don't really know what else you can do but come. But God, I'm excited. And I got on the airplane, and if you're a veteran of Southwest Airlines, you can understand the chess match of seating. And if any of you have seen on some of my Instagram posts, I have the wonderful distinction of sitting by that person. And that person may or may not have an animal, and usually does. And I get to go on pretty much to the first. You know, you get A-listed, and that's a great thing. And so I strategically place my backpack, and I pile it up. And I make this, it looks like three people are sitting there, and I don't make eye contact, and I just look real stern. And you do it however you want to do it, but I'm trying to just sit in peace. And I sat down, and everything was going fine. And one of the last people on the plane was a middle-aged woman, a little bit older, probably late 50s or 60s. And she came and she sat down. And there was an empty spot in the middle. I was still happy. And we took off and we began to make our way here. And in just a couple moments, I wanted to get up and after the snack, wash my hands. And I went to the restroom. And when I came back, there was a man in the aisle holding a backpack. And he was looking at my backpack that was still in the middle seat. I never saw this man get on the airplane, and I was in probably one of five of the first people on this airplane. Never saw him before, and when I saw him, my spirit chilled, and I was affronted in the Holy Ghost by this individual. And I made eye contact with him, and there was such a defiance and a challenge in him. There was something evil and demonic. I'm not exaggerating. It rocked me to my heels, and I instantly was alert that something was happening in the spirit world. And he looked at me, said, "I didn't touch your backpack." I never asked him if he did. And I stared at him aggressively. I was asserting my space. And I was asserting that he wasn't going to push me over. No false bravado. I was just establishing some things as I was figuring out what was happening. And I made my way to my seat. And he sat down. And when he sat down, well, it was like a blanket of Arctic chill settled over me, and literally my spirit recoiled. I began to pray in Jesus' name immediately, as I knew something that had to do with tonight was already happening. And immediately I begin to hear that little voice, "I know where you're going. I know where you're headed. And I don't like this. And we've had a couple years, and I let you guys shout, but I'm gonna beat you to Durham this year. And preacher, I'm gonna just tell somebody." All of a sudden I begin to realize, oh, after the Holy Ghost, I begin to realize I wasn't just coming to a shout fest. I wasn't just coming to the third round. I don't know if anybody already feels what I feel, but I begin to feel something. I begin to feel something aggressive crawl into my spirit. Maybe seated. And when we sat down, he crowded me. I shoved my elbows back and said, "You're not touching my armrest." I was here first. I'm not exaggerating. Look, I know how to fly Southwest, y'all. I was here first, and that's my armrest. And he pushed his leg over. I pushed back. Now I'm getting irritated because it's early. Come on, somebody. And we take, and we're sitting there. I'm telling you, we are physically jockeying for position. I'm praying inside. I'm rebuking the devil. I'm talking in tongues. I really am. I'm mad. I forgot about my little pretty message I had. And I begin to realize, devil, we're going to have a week. And he pulled out his laptop and he flipped it open. Amen. And began to write pornographic articles. No pictures, praise God. But he had it out there in bold text. It was so perverse. It was so demonic. I'm telling you, it just, my insides began to cringe. I pulled my iPad out. I slammed it on my tray. I pulled my Bible out. I slammed it on my tray. I said, "If you're going to study, I'm going to." Does hell even know your name? I'm getting ahead of myself, but I've come to preach to some young people. You've been under the weather. The devil's been beating you up. He tried to met. I haven't slept this whole week. I've tossed and turned. I haven't come to preach pretty. I've come to let hell know. My name is Joel Thane Buxton, but you can add Jesus. I've been bought with it. I'm not a no-namer. I'm a child of God. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. I'm not a nobody. I'm not insignificant. I'm anointed to preach. See, hell is nervous. Somebody's going to get this tonight. Hell is nervous. You're going to get this tonight. I rebuke every demonic spirit. I come against every devil of hell in the name of Jesus. I bind every addiction. I rebuke every abuse. I attack every spirit and take full authority in the name of Jesus. I feel depression leaving. I feel anxiety leaving. I feel every demonic addiction. Come on, somebody. You gotta shout till hell knows your name. You gotta scream until hell knows your name. It's not over. You're not finished. Tonight, hell's going to get a revelation. There's an army. There's a young man. There's a young lady. And now, we never knew them before. But tonight, we know them by name. I'm going to tell somebody. Hell's tried to destroy some of you since I saw you last. I asked about people tonight I looked for that was here last year. Where are they at? I'm looking. Some of you have been walking through dark, lonely places. I'm going to tell you what the Holy Ghost gave me to give us. You are not what you did. You are not what happened to you. You're who Jesus says you are. And tonight, oh, I feel a heavenly announcement. God's about to show hell, this is my son. In whom does hell even know your name? I'm going to pray until the devil runs. I'm going to shout until every devil in hell knows he's got to come on somebody. You're not defenseless. You're not weak. You are anointed. We're not going to get it for free tonight, but we're going to work for our miracle. We're going to work for our breakthrough. And when we leave this house, every devil's going to know who you are. Can I tell somebody? It's actually not your fault. Like the enemy has been telling you. That would have never happened to you, but it's your fault. That's why it did. You're not a loser. You're not a failure. I'm gonna just tell you, I'm going to preach what I'm feeling. You're not a victim. Because every man that's in Christ Jesus is a new creature. You can't be a victim when Calvary made you a victor. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Devil, say my name. Devil, I ain't talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the one who lives inside of me. But he told me, if he was before me, I'd come on somebody. You got to get this in your spirit. I rebuke depression. There's an epidemic even in Pentecost where anxiety and depression is running rampant through the ranks of Holy Ghost tongue-talking people. Tonight, I've come to let depression know my name. I've come to tell suicide. I was bought with a price and my name is in the Lamb's book. Does hell even know your name, bro? I ain't talking about Pastor Goder. I ain't talking about whoever. I'm talking about you, homie. Does hell shake in the boots when you get up in the morning? Does hell run for cover when you walk through the back doors of a church? Does hell even know your name? So, I get off the airplane. Mad as a stepped on snake. Mad. Grab my backpack and I beat everybody down to baggage claim. Bro, I went and stood over by the where they come out. It's noisy, nobody likes to stand right there. Guess who comes over and stands right up in my space? Look, y'all, I'm not nervous. I'm just jumping. I'll hit somebody. Y'all are saved and sanctified. Pray for us ghetto folks. The struggle is real, brother. How you like me now? Say my name. He came and shook. You know what I did? I took my backpack off. Homie, don't let the suit fool you. I got the Holy Ghost, but I still got hands. I will. Devil, you about to know me. I know I'm a failure, but I know I fell on my face, but I know I was lost, but now I'm found. Come on, somebody. It's time for a comeback. It's time for a resurgence. It's time for a revival. That hell, oh my God, she got up. Oh my God, we didn't kill him. He's back at church. We're going to fight tonight. How many wants to fight? Come on. Hell, I don't need a B3 Hammond. I don't need the beat of a drum. I'm going to beat your face in with my hallelujah. I'm going to dent your head with... I wish I had two or three people that I'm going to shout till hell knows my... You're not insignificant. You're not alone. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I get to my room and I can't sleep. Y'all know when you're ugly like me, you need all the beauty sleep you can get. Why'd you say amen? Don't mess with my sleep, bro. I couldn't sleep. I even turned it down to 65, and all the covers just where my mouth was sticking out like a snorkel. That's how you sleep, bro. And I couldn't sleep. I began to hear the word of God. I began to hear Brother Odom said, I never fought like a... I said, oh, okay, we're on to something. The commanding officers of hell, young person, have your face on their bulletin board around their tables of war tonight. You've come broken and busted tonight, and you're worn out and you're weary, but what you don't understand is your name has been highlighted in the hallways of hell, because hell has said, we've thrown every temptation at him. We've afflicted her. We've destroyed, oh my God, I'm preaching. We've thrown drugs and alcohol. We've tried every pornography. We've given her stress. I'm preaching to you. What you don't know is that hell is scared of you. What you don't know is that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm preaching to you, this isn't a setback, it's a setup. I've come to preach to every young man and every young woman. Hell is going to know your name. Tonight, you're coming out of anonymity. Tonight, you're coming out of obscurity to be a city set on a hill. We've attacked your self-worth. We've made him feel all alone. But he came to church tonight. Oh my God. Hell's put an alert out tonight. And demonic forces beat me to this conference. I'm not one to get up. If you know me very well, I don't do what I'm doing tonight. But I'm mad tonight. You didn't hear me. I said, I'm mad tonight. I don't let nobody rob my sleep and get in my space for free. I've come to preach to somebody. I'm fighting for you, but I want to fight with you. I want you to shake it off tonight. I'm preaching to young leaders. I'm preaching to anointed men and women. The devil has beat you down. You're subdued. Your praise has been lessened. I'm preaching to young preachers tonight. Your secret sins are besetting you, but I've come to tell you what you don't know is that all things work together for the good. I've come to preach the devil is scared of you. There's no such thing as hell's MVP, but if there was, you would be their most vicious player. I've come to preach to somebody. You're going to turn your world upside down. You're going to take your high school. You are going to have revival. Oh, there they are at that dumb youth service. Oh, they think I'm going to let them. They did too much damage last year. I tell you, hell took damage. Big damage. Oh, they're going to that little service again. They think just because they have their own little building, they're going to go in there and have a freebie. I've come to tell you, the devil had to send out advanced scouts to begin to fight. And I'm fighting as I'm preaching tonight. You know why tonight? It feels like there's not a whole lot of momentum, because hell has set herself in array against you. But I've come to tell you, I've read the end of the book. He already won. For the battle is not yours. The battle's not mine, but His worship is. I was created to praise, because where I praise, He lives. For He inhabits. I'm going to get my praise on until the devil says, don't mess with that little preacher. Because every time I touch him, he starts, oh my God, I wish I had two or three people that would say, I'm going to scream until hell can spell my name. I'm going to, go, 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 go. There it is. Go, go. We're already breaking through. It's already happening. Does hell even know your name? Come on, bro. Don't sit in the back tonight, but get your hands up and win. Everybody has a reputation. They're known by their what? Name. Oh, that's so-and-so. He's a chump, bro. Oh, that's so-and-so. She's a whatever. Whatever you call her. Gotcha. People nickname us by our personalities. And we are known by a name. I know you got the Holy Ghost tonight. We got our little ties on. Wearing a tie, paying my tithe. Got my suit on, brother. I'm so preachified, chicken gets up and shakes my hand. We're singing. We're churching. But some of us don't even have an apostolic identity. Oh, I know you call yourself a preacher, but homie, hell don't even know your name. Oh, I know you got a little sermon title, and you got some hooks and bars, but the devil don't even know you. I'm preaching to somebody. Tonight is your night to establish who I am in Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror, and I'm mighty through God. Come on, quit being a zero. And some having a form of godliness, but denying the power, that's got to stop. That's got to go away. Here it is. Do you even have a street name in hell? I'm not trying to act like I'm from the hood. I'm not. I'm just a reverse Oreo. But I'm proud of it. No shame in that. But I haven't been to San Quentin. I haven't been in all that. But you know what? My brother and I used to have a nickname. And it wasn't very good. Sometimes it was the Buxton Boys. Oh, Lord. Oh, there goes them Buxton Boys. Some people said it with sour face. Some people said it with a happy face. But people knew us. When we I was about 16 years old, we got a dirt bike at a garage sale. Dad was starting a church in San Diego, no money. We bought it in 3 boxes. It wasn't nothing holy about that Trinity either. Praise God. We put it together. It was like the Franken bike. And we didn't have enough money to have 2 bikes. And so we go out riding. And all the guys would pull up in their big trucks and brand new bikes. And they called us the My Turn Brothers. They drive by and they're like, my turn, my turn, my turn. So me and my brother compared. I'm like, hey, bro, it's my time. Everywhere we go, people put a name on us. How long you been going to church? Does hell even know your name? Oh, I know you talk in tongues, but does hell even know your name? Oh, I know you sit up on the platform with the big dogs, but the devil's like, I don't even know that guy. Oh, I know you play an instrument. You think, can I just preach? We're in a battle tonight. We're in a fight tonight. And I don't feel like fighting pretty. I'm fighting to win. And when I go to bed tonight, I'm going to sleep. You know why? Devil, you're a stinking liar. You're defeated. You hate my guts. But I hate your guts, devil. But I'm going to tell you this. I was bought by Jesus. You can't have. I got what you want. But you can't have it. I'm going to glory. I'm anointed. I'm called. I'm chosen. I'm royal, and devil, say my name. You ain't talking to Jesus. You're talking to Joel Thane Buxton. But I've got the Holy Ghost. I'm going to put my foot on your neck. You ain't talking to Bishop Godare. You're talking to me. But devil, I'm going to kill you. You know how to make somebody remember your name? You'll whoop them. Huh. Oh, Lord, it's under the blood. What was my name? I hear you. We used to play a little game called Uncle. Did y'all ever play Uncle? Or Aunt? I'd hold my brother down. Say, Uncle. No. Okay. Can I preach today? Oh, boy. God, help me not get in trouble. Who's your daddy? It's my oldest brother. Yeah, I said it. Who owns you? You know how siblings fight? Say my name, but say it softly, sweetly. Whisper my name, and I'll let you live. See, some of you come to church, you're so Pentecostalized, you're so... The devil don't even know you. You know what God's looking for? Some people that say, I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. Devil, don't even play. You know who I am. I was down, but not out. I fell on my face, but I got back up. Why? I've got a God that cannot fail. Devil, you're going to know. Spill my name. Say my name. You feel what I feel. You're overcoming tonight. We're breaking through tonight. I wish hell was scared of you. You didn't hear me. I wish hell was scared of you. I wish your worship was so ferocious that hell would freak out every time you put your shoes on. Oh my God, she got up. Put your helmets on, boys. Bobby, I'm preaching to somebody. You walked in this house in obscurity. I've come with a word from heaven tonight. We're in a battle that God's already won. But tonight, God needs you to realize you got to fight until he puts you on a billboard. You got to fight until everybody knows who you are. Not that you receive glory, but that people can see there's a city on a hill. That's the church. That's the sons of God. That's the daughters of Zion. Does hell even know your name? I've heard it all week. There's a spirit creeping in the church. Everybody's just trying to be happy. Everybody's trying to look good. I got teased this week. And Bishop, I didn't ask to play drums. I just want to sit and enjoy things. Trust me. Bishop said, hey, yes, sir. Whatever you need me to do. Doesn't matter that I'm a pastor. So sick of all that mess. Man, you're a pastor. You're a preacher. What are you doing up there playing the drums? Just trying to be a bee, son. I just want the devil to know my... You see me walking. You see me praying. Don't even act. I'm going to tell somebody here tonight. I'm going into the enemy's camp tonight. And I'm going to write my name on the devil's door. This is my house. This is my church. Come on, somebody. You need to get bold. You need to get aggressive. And you need to fight until the fair prize. But when you walk out with your head up. And the devil knows your name. Come on, I dare you to lose your mind and find your praise. Lose your mind and find your victory. Shout until hell knows your name. Hang on. Hang on. When's the last time you smashed the enemy? No, smashed him. I'm talking beat his face with your chanclas. Yo quiero chancla. My Spanish brothers and sisters know about chanclas. You know what I like about my Hispanic friends? Their mama whooped everybody's kids. Hallelujah. I had some Spanish men growing up, their mom, I got whooped with a chancla. You know what I like about that? She didn't ask me what I thought about her robe. She didn't ask me what I thought about her lack of a hairdo. She just let me know you're in my house. And I will whoop who I want. How come you acting like this ain't your house? How come you acting like this ain't your time? How come you acting like this ain't your anointing? My God, you ought to bow up and tell the devil, I'll beat you with my chanclas. I'll beat you with my fists. I'll beat you with my shout. I'll beat you because, devil, you're going to know my name. I'm a Jesus name. I'm a one God tongue talking, holy rolling, born again believer. Devil, say my name. Say my name. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to take dominion. It's time to have revival so radical the devil prays for the rapture. It's time to have revival so hot the devil's like, even so, come quickly. How bad do you want your family? I told you, I'm comfortable. I'm not sermonizing tonight. I'm fighting in the spirit for your soul tonight. I'm not your pastor, but I feel the spirit of a shepherd in this house tonight. I've come with my sleeves rolled up. I'm not here. I don't have to get paid a dime, and I'll go home vindicated. Devil, I'm standing flat-footed. I'm going to tell you to your face, you don't own one young lady. You don't own one young man. But when we leave, you will know there is a bomb in Gilead. Bethel still works. The blood still works. The cross still works. We are the people of God. You gotta hurry. When hell thinks of you, what do they say? I don't talk about liar. We all talk about each other. I sit in the airport and talk about everybody. My wife hates it. I'm like, whoa. Babe, check that out. Inside voice. I'm just enjoying life because they talk about me. Are those people Amish? I know. Listen, you got to pick on yourself. You're going to have fun in life. Oh, there's the skirt chicks. Oh, long hair, don't care. You're exactly right. Say my name. Do I know you? Because I know you know me. But I don't know, you know why? I'm the head, not the tail, sucker. I don't. Does hell even know your name? I wonder what they say about you. I wonder if they're like, oh, that's brother fake it till he makes it. Oh, that's sister Sunday costal. Sunday night costal. Oh, that's Reverend Apostolic. He be trying to get his preach on Sunday, but I see you on Monday. Ain't nothing but a chump. Ain't nothing. Come on. What is the devil? I'm going to tell you. You know what makes me mad when I know people talk about me? Bro, tell me. You can tell me. Tell me. Say it to my devil. Come talk to me. That's how I feel tonight. I ain't trying to shoot a missile. Devil, come say it to my face, punk. I'll beat you with my Bible. I'll pull out my axe and my tooth. Come on, somebody. It's time to win. It's time to have dominion. It's time to have... I'm preaching to every church in this building. Wake up. Get up. Get anointed. Have revival. My God, I feel like fighting tonight. I'm not going to hell. I'm on my way to heaven. And I'm so... Come on, sting like a bee, float like a butterfly. Get your head up, get your hands up, and let the devil know this is who I am. I'm apostolic. Oh, that's sister, complainer. She's on the wine department. And if you call 911 for the ambulance, she's going to pick up the phone. I'm not going to make it. You're insensitive. No, I'm mad. So actually, I am sensitive because I'm mad. Deal with it. Thank you. You don't lie to me when I get mad. Say my name. And I might let you go or not. I'm telling you, some of you don't realize tonight that if you quit praying, I'll leave you alone. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You know what the devil's saying? We're worried about you. We're scared to death of you. We've thrown everything at you, but the kitchen sink, and you're still worshiping. You're still talking in tongues. What you don't realize, young person, is that hell is screaming your name, but you're walking in your destiny as an obscure person. I've heard the enemy talking. I'm ready to hear the church talk. I wish I had a young person that was ready to scream at hell tonight. I like that. Woo! That's just emotion. Nope. Hey, devil, it's Joel Buxton and an army. We're coming for you. I'm through hiding. I'm through building a cave. I'm ready for revival. Come on, break out. Get out. Put your foot on the devil's neck and have revival. Oh my God, come on. Somebody scream. Go. Go, 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 go! Don't stop. Don't stop till he knows your name. Don't stop. Shout with a voice of triumph. Shout with a voice of triumph. Put a praise on it. Put a praise on it. God, we're almost there. We're almost there tonight. What does the devil say about you? We're not even worried about her. She thinks she's pretty. But beauty is deceitful. It's fleeting. I'm not trying to say try to be ugly. What is beautiful? God is the only determiner of beauty. Beauty is a heaven word, not an earth word. It's infinite. It's not finite. It's a heaven word. Well, I'm young. Oh, hell's not. Some of you don't even realize right now, heaven's reaching for you. And hell's not even worried about you. You know what's crazy tonight? Some of you think you're safe. You're not. You're so numb you don't feel hellfire burning up your feet. I'm not talking about smell. I'm talking some. I saw it in the Holy Ghost. You got fire up to your knees and you're smiling with your little hands in your pocket. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you think you are. I don't care who your daddy is and who my daddy is. I've come to tell you, you better wake up and ball up your fists and fight until hell knows your name. Come on, some of you ought to be jumping over chairs. Some of you ought to be running to this altar. God knows your heart. He knows your eyes. Come on. He knows our phones. He knows our computers. Jacob was a cheater. Peter had a temper. David had an affair. Noah got drunk. Jonah ran from God. Paul was a murderer. Gideon was insecure. Miriam was a gossip. Martha was a worrier. Thomas was a doubter. Sarah was impatient. Elijah was moody. Moses stuttered. Zacchaeus was short. Abraham was old. And Lazarus was dead. Now what's your excuse to sit there like a bump on a log and not let hell know? I'm a one God tongue talking apostolic warrior. Oh my God. Oh my, come on. Fight. Fight. You're gonna have to fight. Forget about who's around you. Reach out in the Holy Ghost. Pull down strongholds. Go, young people. Go in the Holy Ghost. Come on, pray until the devil can spell your name. Run! What is hell calling you right now? She's distracted. He's distracted. That's what hell's. Come on. You got to pray for a name change. I'm preaching to a Jacob. Israel cannot be foundationalized upon the concept of a Jacob. Israel, I got to change your name. I got to change your name until hell knows. Come on, young people. You're doing awesome. Come on. We're not shout beating tonight. We're not just praising. We're warring in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Revival. 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 Come on. I dare you to shout so hard that hell has an earthquake. I dare you to scream so loud that you pop hell's eardrum. It's working. It's working. I feel spirits leaving. I feel dark clouds lifting. Go ahead. Hell's about to know you. Hell's about to see you. Come on. You are more than a conqueror. Fight, fight, fight. Swing for the fences. Grab them. Choke them. Get your miracle. That's it, young people. They say young people can't do this. We're not just a shallow church. We're not a shallow church. That's it, preachers. Come on, young men. The devil needs to know who you are. I know Jesus. I know Peter. I know Brother Bunsen. But who are you? You better pray until hell knows. You better shout until hell knows. I declare war against the enemy. I declare war against the enemy. Go ahead, young lady. Go ahead. I see shame coming off of you. I see guilt coming off of you. It ain't over. There it is. There it is. Go, go, go. Come on, get rid of your professionalism. Get rid of your third, fourth generation curse. You're a first generation. You're a new creature. It's time for revival. I'm sick of playing church. I'm sick of playing preaching. I'm ready to see signs and wonders. Go, young people! That's your youth group, pray! That's your young man, pray! You know what hell's starting to say? They're a chain breaker. You're a water walker. You're a valley victor. Come on. Hell's starting to change their opinion. Don't stop. You're changing the devil's mind. Come on, young people. This is real church tonight. Real church tonight. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. The devil tried to stop me on Tuesday about a Thursday night, but I declare war. Come on. They're starting to hear. What's that I hear? I hear the sound of many waters. I hear the sound of a rushing mighty wind. Go, go in the Holy Ghost. You're not going to fake it till you make it. You're going to walk with authority and dominion as a child of God. You're not going to backslide. You're not going to fall on your face. I declare it in Jesus' name. The blood is upon you, and hell is going to know your name. Come on. Devil, call me the bounce back. Devil, call me the comeback kid. Call me the can't be beat. Devil, you can call me won't stay down. Can't be killed. Protected. Favored. Blessed. Crazy. Worshiper. Shouter. Giver. Leader. God's kid. Favored. Blessed. Unstoppable. Apostolic. A weapon of mass destruction. Shout! Shout till addiction knows your name. Shout till your sin. Oh my God! There it is! Go, young people! You're not just a voice. You're not just a psalmist. You are my son. I'm going to use you! There it is! I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear the sound. There's angels in this house. There ain't a devil in a million miles. Calvary has come. Call me unstoppable. Call me a never quitter. Call me a crazy praiser. Call me a shouter. Call me a tongue talker. But devil, say my name. Call me blood pot. Call me blood wash. Call me Holy Ghost filled. Call me baptized in Jesus' name. Call me separated unto God. Call me made in His image. Call me walking in His will. Call me made of Him. Call me defined of Him. Call me refined by Him. And call me established by Him. Go ahead, young person, don't stop. Don't say, how long have you been praying through? Tonight's your night. Hell's tried to name you. Hell's tried to level you. But tonight, you're going to tell the devil where he can go and where you're going. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. You can call me in the world, but not of it. You can call me chosen. You can call me oneness. You can call me Jesus everything. You can call me made in His image. Come on. We're walking deep. They say that young people in 218 can't do this anymore. Hey, devil, say our name. There it is. It's time to travail. It's time to talk in tongues. It's time to yell. It's time to cry. It's time to beat the altar till hell knows your name. Preachers, help me. Preachers, help me. This is a spiritual service. This is a spiritual service. Hallelujah. We don't need drums to win. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down. Go ahead. Get your healing. I rebuke leukemia. I rebuke cancer. I rebuke diabetes. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I don't know who I'm fighting for, but I'm fighting for somebody. devil. Devil, we have come tonight and we're taking our stuff back. I want my joy. I want my anointing. I want my calling back. I want my brothers back. I want my sisters back. And I'm going to pray until you know my name. Go ahead, young preacher. Go ahead. Go ahead. You want hell to know you? Pray! I feel it. I feel it. Come on. The devil's fighting, but he cannot win. Fight. Fight. I'm feeling resistance. That's proof of what I'm preaching. If you feel resistance, it's because the devil has allowed you to be nameless. He stripped you naked. He's taken your clothes in the house of God. Your covering's gone. But tonight, come on, this is real church. Don't go to hell. Don't go to hell. Don't be lost. Don't be a statistic. Don't be a story. Be an apostolic. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. Come on, young man. No weapon. Some of you fixing to wreck hell. Some of you fixing to have revival. But God has to establish your nameship. Help me, men of God. Help me, men of God. Come on. We're breaking through tonight. We're not preaching for response. We're preaching for breakthrough. It's not your fault. Quit telling yourself that. You're not responsible. You're not God. Come on, church kids. You've learned how to play church. You've learned how to have church. Tonight it's time to be the church. Third, fourth generation, I'm preaching to you tonight. Does hell even know your name? Come on. Hell needs to tremble when you get up in the morning. Hell needs to have panic attacks. Hell's going to tell scary Holy Ghost bedtime stories about you because they know your name. Go ahead, young lady. I know you feel by yourself. I know you feel like nobody loves you. I know you feel like you're not beautiful. I've come to tell you, hell is scared to death of you. And tonight, you're getting your name back. Come on. Slaves don't have names. They have numbers. That's why the devil is known by 666. I'm not a slave. I have a name. And it's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Devil, say my name. Come on. Come on. Come on. You're not a minority. You're a majority. Where two or three are gathered together in my name. Come on, young preachers, I need you to help me. I need you to help me. I need you, men of God, to buckle down and pray. Come on, walk through this crowd. There's chains snapping. There's chains. There's walls crumbling. There's, come on, pray. You can get the Holy Ghost right now. Your sins can be forgiven right now. Your past can be over right now.